Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's your boy Brooklyn Black, it's Pregame Radio. It is Friday, June 24th, 2011. Of course, you all know tomorrow marks the 2-year anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson. So we're doing tonight's show, tomorrow's show, in memory of him. The throwbacks, all MJ. I'm going to throw some MJ in during the show. We also got New Days, new Johnny Swag also in tonight. Villain Vaughn's in the building also. So we're going to see what he's from, what he's talking about. Well, hit us up, 347-857-4302. And we about to get into these MJ joints, man. Hit us up, rock with us. We here for the night. You heard?
When the world
Thank you. Am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, live pregame radio. Big shout to Roxy Blue, Big Boy Management, the whole entire crew over there. We got Eb in the building. Lady Steele is here, too. What's good, lady?
What's up?
Y'all shine.
What's this? You know, thank you ladies for holding it down Saturday night for ladies' night.
Mm-hmm.
We sure did. You know, I will say this now, the numbers were crazy for ladies' night. So big shout out to y'all on that. Appreciate it. Ladies' night just gets better and better. So shout out to everyone who tunes in just for ladies' night.
Shout out to Tasha B.
So well and good.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all already know what we're doing tonight. You know, we giving a tribute to MJ. We got Villain Vaughn coming in the building a little later on tonight. But other than that, we got some news that came across the pregame radio desk that Goody Mob is coming back together pretty soon.
Wow, yep.
Now, for those who don't know, like, these are these late 80s, early 90s babies that tune into the show. This is for y'all. Goody Mob was a group out of Atlanta where CeeLo Green came from. So, you know, before CeeLo Green was with Gnarls Barkley, he was solo. He was in Goody Mob. He's one of the key members. And you guys think y'all heard some rapping and all that now? Y'all should have heard CeeLo back in, say, like, 94. So these dudes are coming back together in the near future, coming out with an album. Like I said, it should be real epic. I'm looking forward to it. But other than that, let me show what else is going on in the entertainment world that you know of.
Well, other than you have an honorary pregame staff member in Spider-Man that's on the line, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor or the ex-mayor of Detroit. They used to refer to him as the hip-hop mayor. I guess he was the Obama before Obama was in Detroit. He was just granted parole, and they will be releasing him. And this is a man that pretty much had a hooker and a couple of people murdered so that shit wouldn't be traced back to him, and all he managed to get caught up with was misusing, like, government funds on his side pieces. A black man, too.
Well, if it was actually proven that, you know, he did actually have something to do with those murders, then yeah, it's a travesty that, you know, he's getting out early and he just got caught with the misuse of government funds on the South pieces. But if it's all speculation, that's all it is.
It's speculation, real talk. I mean, it's speculation that OJ killed Nicole, but we know what it is.
We don't know nothing. We just got the jokes and the little pokes in front. We don't know nothing. We wasn't there.
Okay. Well, then it's the same scenario with that, then. That's the route that we want to go. But in addition to that, we also have A. Marie, who's getting married tomorrow. That's like the only news on her. I didn't even know she was engaged in the first place.
Oh,
wow.
Rihanna's
wow.
been hit with a stealing charge. She's following in Beyonce's footsteps as far as stealing songwriting credits. And
stealing songwriting credits?
A. Marie? No, Rihanna.
Rihanna's stealing songwriting. Wow.
Yeah,
okay, so
and the biggest.
Can we look at the common denominator in both these instances?
The biggest story this week is, according to Hip Hop Street King, and I believe it did make World Star, even though I got it tipped off before it made World Star, is this alleged sex tape. Not really a sex tape, more or less a masturbation tape that apparently took place in 2009 before the BET Awards at the W Hotel, and in attendance was Stephen Hill's BET, T.I., Nas, and Diddy.
Why should you have all that extra surprise, like, and Diddy?
Because everybody knows how I feel about Diddy, okay? Shit. All right,
so what's on this map? What, they're all in a room jerking off, or what?
Pretty much. They're all in a room waiting their turns to jerk off to each other, apparently.
All right. We're gonna get into some callers, why everybody thinks on that one. But if such a tape exists, you know, I'm sorry. We live in a time like, you know, that shit gotta surface somewhere. You know, so until I see there's a clip of it roaming around,
well, let me tell you something, Black. If I have a crazy-ass tape of you and I tell you that I want a certain amount of money and you give it to me, best believe that tape is not going to make it to light. I may drop little hints and shit there just to scare you into giving me more money down the future, but I would make sure to to my damnedest that it doesn't make it unless I know it's inevitable that you're about to kill me or something's about to happen to me.
Let's get into these calls, man. 6869, you live on Free Game Radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
It's me, Marjorie. I finally called in. Oh, Marjorie,
it's good.
Oh, God.
What's up? And Amanda, Miss Dot Mandy, is on the other line.
It's not Miss Dot. Why is it Miss Dot Mandy? I have to put that. I can't put period in the name on Facebook, so.
Miss Dot Mandy.
All right, no doubt. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
Nothing. Can I just add on to Lady Steele's hip hop, whatever, her, what is it called? I'm sorry.
The Steele Report. Go
her
on.
News. Her Wendy Williams moment. Gay marriage is up and running, people.
Yeah, they passed the bill.
Yay!
That's
so New York is now allowing gay people to have holy matrimony. Why?
Yay!
In New York City?
Yeah, they just passed it.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm happy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm happy for them too.
I mean, I have my reasons where I'm skeptical, but at the end of the day, I'm happy.
Yeah. Like Frank Ocean says, he don't believe that a marriage should be between man and woman, but between love and love. I'm pro for that. Who are we to say? Who are we to judge?
I mean, I don't care. I just thought that was something, you know, that we should share.
Oh, that you was having your own little Wendy Williams moment?
Yeah, because it was posted on
Facebook.
Yes. If you didn't mention that, let me mention that real quick, because that's something that's big, and that's going to cause a lot of controversy and a lot of, you know.
I mean, Pride is Sunday.
Hmm?
Pride is Sunday, so they'll definitely be, like, rocking out.
Oh, they definitely going to be blacking.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense because they, you know, they have Pride. They have a parade dedicated to them, so I don't understand why the hell.
I mean, honestly, I would be surprised if any gay people show up to this year's Pride because so many straight people have made it so mainstream. So I'll be very surprised.
But yeah, that's it. How you guys?
Ed, your thoughts on it, Ed? You got anything on it?
Who, me? Oh, Eb. Sorry.
Eb.
I'm sorry. We had some technical difficulties, hon.
Oh.
I'm sorry, hon. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi.
All right, now, would you ask me?
No.
How do you feel about gay marriage being legal in New York City now?
Well, I mean, to each his own. We're not responsible for what people do in the privacy of their own bedrooms. And, I mean, if you have someone that's a companion, you know, you have some people that have been companions longer than people that have had the legal right to get married have been married. So, I mean, what that does is it sets a precedent. It allows them that should their spouse die, they're entitled to stay in the house that they helped pay for instead of the person's kid getting it and tearing that shit up. It allows them some entitlement to their death benefits, maybe even their Social Security. I mean, it serves a higher purpose than, you know, than to just be worried about them getting married. Listen, two gay people want to get married, fine. You don't like it, don't fucking go. Okay? How about that?
True
don't
that.
Fucking go to
it.
Don't
even go.
I don't know. I think the only people that's really going to start acting crazy and acting like, you know, the gay society didn't exist are the religious people, these quote-unquote Christians.
I mean, look at my wall already. I'm getting, like, feedback. It's ew, good for them, vomit face, like, crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's already out. I mean, I really don't care for it.
I thought Lady Steele already got marriage proposals.
Hmm?
I said, I believe she probably got marriage proposals already.
Way before. Nobody cares. I mean, you got to remember, there are other places it's legal, so I've always had the proposals. No, let me stop.
No doubt. Spider-Man's in the building. Spider-Man, what's good, man?
Nobody.
Yo, what's good, brother?
Man, how you doing?
Hey, you know I'm loving life, man. First and foremost, before I even go ahead and make my claim on any type of comment dealing with the issues you just brought up,
yeah,
I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my girl Alex. You know I love you. But, also, I want to give a shout out to my grandmother, Miss Georgia A. Gomes, the woman who raised me and made me successful to the point where I am today. I'm riding in a Beamer because of her. So she's listening right now. She's giving you support, Mr. Black, just so you know.
Hi, Grandma.
You know, Miss Georgia Gomes is going ahead and giving pregame talk, real thing about support, and she likes what you're doing. I just want to let you know that she understands that
you
are a young black entrepreneur.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, most definitely.
I appreciate it.
But okay, as far as the issue.
Announcement now.
Yeah.
Before Spider-Man gets into his thoughts on the whole gay marriage legalization, I'm going to make this announcement now while Ms. Gomes is on the line. She's rocking with us. Pre-game radios is extending to not one but two shows. One show will feature Spider-Man himself and Lady Steel. The next show will involve our homegirl, Oli from the Cash Administration, and Tasha B. So pre-game radio is splitting into two spinoffs that will be filling up the week. So stay tuned, keep rocking with us. I'll keep the announcement as far as premieres and everything in a little while, and we'll keep doing it. So shout out to Lady Phil, shout out to Spider-Man, holding a copy.
Yes, sir.
As soon as y'all shows get started, it's going to be on a popping pregame radio. It's going to go,
yeah, it's
going to
begin and end in one episode, I bet you.
So we're getting rid of what we're going. You know, like I said, we got Villain Vaughn coming through in a little bit. You know, but for right now, we're going to get into the newest pregame approved artist, Miss Roxy Blue with Roxy Just Revenge. Hit us up, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
W-Win Productions, man, let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. High spit bars, now your shit's revoked. And you bitches green,
and,
you're like flubber.
What?
And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother.
Yep.
It used to be a teen, now I'm on my own.
And
there's only one seat, I won't shut his throne.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya.
You
hoes so simp like a basic tea. And y'all say on me, basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verb. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I stay on the toilet,
yeah.
And y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blink, you better match the light.
Yeah.
You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night.
Yeah.
Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, Trump couldn't pay another
dollar.
Nope. Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter? Gutter.
Yeah.
I ain't rocking blue melt peace like. I don't give a fuck and I keep it going. It's like the time of the month and I keep the flow. Put them in a race and I bet I blow. What the fuck I do? Now it's time of the moment.
Now it's time of the
moment. Uh-huh.
Now it's time of the moment.
Yep.
Yes, pregame radio. We are back in the building. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got Spider-Man Lady still in the building. Ebony's here with us. Now, Spider-Man, now what was it you gonna get into about the whole gay marriage situation?
Yeah, man. You know, I have absolutely no issues with the gay community. You know what I mean? A lot of people do outside of within ignorance. You know, and me personally, I grew up in the hood, and I understand where that ignorance came from. You know what I mean? I came from Red Star, Do or Die. You know what I mean? So I know where the ignorance comes from. But real talk, if a human being loves another human being, do you. Do you. They ain't bothering you. You feel me? That's how I feel about it. And with the legalization of everything, you know, if it helps the gay community, then so be it. But if it makes more problems for them, then maybe you need to ratify a few conditions under that whole thing. But as far as I'm concerned, real talk, let these people go ahead and legalize their shit. Why not? Why not? Let them do them. The same way everybody else does what they want to do. You know, everybody else is getting married and boning who they want to bone, Even when they're single, they want to go ahead and be free and do whatever they want to do. Let these people go ahead and do what the hell they want to do. Who are they bothering? Feel me?
Here, here.
That's how I feel about it. Like, if they're really not bothering people, you know, the biggest thing is this, and I'm sorry to take up time because I know you're on a limited time stream, right? But this is the one big thing for me.
It's pregame radio, man. We keep going.
Yeah, I know it. I'm just trying to be considerate. But here's the thing. The big thing is this. The biggest ignorant preconception about homosexuals is that they spread disease, right? And that shit is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit. Just everybody spreads disease. You're a human being, you spread disease. Just because you're homosexual does not mean you spread disease. And I support the gay community entirely because they're good people. All they want to do is be recognized as normal human beings. You know what I'm saying? And they may be looked down upon in the hip hop community or whatever have you. But real talk, let these people go ahead and be happy and do what they want to do. And that's how I feel about it. And that's real talk. That's all I got to say about it.
That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the artist of the hour, Villain Bars in the building. Bar, what's good, man? Yo, Bar, you live on the air, man.
Yo, what's happening? Call me.
Hey, what's happening? What's good, man?
I'm here. You know, I was on my tweet business, you know what I'm saying? I was getting live on Twitter for a second. You got to pardon me on that one.
What's happening? We're here. We're chilling, man. You know, now is the time. It's your form of seduction. For me,
and
everybody listening.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
You know,
it's Villavar, Brooklyn. He's Flatbush, you know what I'm saying? All the way to
Flatbush. He's Flatbush. Hold on, wait. My bad, Lord. Hey, Black. You know I don't. I'll never interrupt your show again. I'm just trying to figure out who this.
I'm here. And I'm here.
Wait, Wabby?
Nah, I was saying I don't mean to interrupt your show. I'm trying to figure out who this young man is, this artist right here.
What's happening?
Nah, my name is Sean Lord. I'm just trying to figure out who you are because I'm brand new into the staff, so I'm just trying to figure out everybody that Black knows. You feel me?
Well, for sure, family. Most definitely.
So what you about? Right, you hip hop, R&B? What's good?
I'm a hip hop artist, you know what I'm saying? I'm hip hop. I produce as well, you know, I write songs for other artists as well.
That's what's up.
A real well rounded individual when it comes to this music, you know.
That's what it is. That's what you need to be. Keep
indeed,
on doing
it.
I appreciate that.
So far, you know, what's so different about you? What separates you from these other artists that's trying to be on and come up? You know, what's going to make us want to go and support you and form your music?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I definitely feel like there's a lot of artists out here that take the game for granted. You know, they take the music as a whole for granted. They don't really appreciate what it takes to actually put forth that energy and that heart and emotion all into one formula to come up with something that somebody else could feel. You understand? Everybody just wanna. I'm not knocking it now. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not knocking the dance songs and all that. I'm loving it. You know, it's a good vibe because you know when you're in the club environment or you at a birthday party, whatever. You know, you can soldier boy. You do whatever you want to do. You dig? But at the same token, now you have certain artists out here that's really trying to relay a message. Or really trying to reach somebody from a different aspect here, and this hip hop thing started lyrically, like you know it was controlling the crowd the same way, but now when you tap into the soul of people and their hearts and where they feeling when they feeling a certain emotion they need somebody to relate to, and it's not always gonna be that individual in their family or their best friend or anybody like that. It's gonna be that music, that record they put on, you know, and I want to help them when it comes to that.
All right, so what were some of the influences coming up? Like, who did you listen to that made you really want to be like, yeah, this is what I want to do?
Coming up. To be honest, I was an early Wu-Tang fan. But who really just made me do it, it may sound a little, I don't know, off, with Mace.
Cuban?
Mason Becker.
Oh, okay.
After Mace, as they say now. To be honest.
Yeah, I feel you.
He was
100%.
He had some style on him. He had lyricism that people were so, you know, did he dress him a certain way and make, he formed Mace, M.A. Dollar Sign E, but, you know, when it was Murder Mace, it was something a little different, you know? It was something a lot different. Children in the Corn, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just that I recognize people that go ahead and recognize the origins of what modern hip hop is, you know, and I appreciate you going ahead and stating something like that. You know, that's something that really, really speaks to me, because honestly, real talk, I didn't get into hip hop until I was like 20. You know what I mean? I'm a young buck as far as the hip hop game goes. But I know what art is. I know what artistic value is. And people that actually appreciate what hip-hop has become, as far as, you know, the whole Nicki Minaj shit and the whole Kanye West shit that's going on right now, or not even Kanye West, like Lil Wayne shit, you know what I'm saying? People who are able to go ahead and look past that, and you're able to go ahead and look past that and have something in your heart that you're able to make, and you know you feel, and you know people that are listening to it will feel, those are the people that I appreciate. And I ain't even hear none of your shit yet, real talk. But I'm going to say, just from what you're saying right now, I appreciate what you're doing. Keep on doing it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that as well.
Most definitely.
All right, So, Vaughn, let me ask you that. You know, you're an artist. You know, you've got tracks, mixtapes. You've been around. What influence has Michael Jackson had on your career and you wanting to do what you do?
Oh, man, Mike. You really want to be Mike.
Hey, man, right. It's an anniversary, man. You got to do it.
Mike, all right, I'm going to tell you like this. When I could roughly say around 3 or 4, you know, that was Mike era, you know what I'm saying? And I'm upstairs at the birthday parties or the family gatherings, I'm giving it up right there. Only one. I'm moonwalking, I'm kicking, I'm grabbing everything. Everything. So, you know, from that right there, me seeing Mike doing that and me trying to emulate that and capturing the crowd at that age, at 4, like, I want to be an entertainer. I want to be able to, you know, grab people's attention and make them listen to what I got to say, because I got something to say or I got something to show you. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is. Support Brooklyn Black, Spider-Man, and Builder. Then a boss chilling with us. Of course, we got the Laser Free Game Radio, Ed, Lady Steel, Marge, and, of course, Miss Mandy from GSD Worldwide. Don't worry. I got that new date. I'm going to play that in a little bit, of course, with some new Johnny Swagger, some things like that. But, Vaughn, tell us about, because I'm curious about this, and everyone who listens to pregame knows, when it's a feature artist, I never hear the tracks until I play them. So I'm curious about the Willie Bounce joint.
Okay. Well, Willie Bounce is actually a song I wrote a couple of years ago, and, you know, it was around the time when Willie Bounce came out, the dancehall song, if people aren't familiar, you know. Willie Bounce, you know what I'm speaking of? Who's saying Willie Bounce?
I got you. And sort of, if you don't know, you need to ask me, because that song was popping. Everybody's at the block party doing that shit, so.
Right, so we kind of flipped it. It's actually featuring my cousin, Spenny B. Shout out Spenny B, whole 3G family. You know, it was almost like a parody at first, but then when I heard the beat, I said, wait a second, I can't parody. You can't do a parody with this. I gotta flip this a different way. So instead of it, we didn't want to make it exactly like, oh, do the same type of dance. It gotta be something else. So then it became Give Shorty the Willy Bounce, because, you know, with the West Indians, sometimes you could call it your pilly, you could call it your willy, you could call it dodo, you know what I'm saying, certain things. You understand? All right,
so we got to get into this. Villa Ball Willy Bounce, hit us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know what you think. Let's see if Villa Ball can get pregame approved and all that good shit, you heard? And we'll be right back.
Uh-huh. Hey. Villa Ball. Come here, girl.
How we do?
Stop acting like I ain't sexy. What's wrong with you?
You call me SB.
You know I got dreads, right?
They call me Villa.
Why you say that? Come on, man. You know we do, man. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I ain't no player, man.
Are you lying?
No pimp. That's what you want to call me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to tell you about somebody I know.
She rocking Gucci sporting. I'm wearing Ralph Lauren. Her shoes Steve Madden. My Stacey Adams. Tell the twist she grabbed me and put me on the wall. Try to take advantage of me. Treat me like a man. Or grinding on me hard. Try to make my woody stand close. So later on at the crib, I'll show you what I'm standing for. Yeah, that made it based up. And God was feeling the tune. Everybody in the club crunk. Still in the mood, I'm getting real intense when I make your panties wet. I'm rocked like a cave, can't wait to damage it. A big bossy gal, real hefty Spanish chick. The way she winding up in there, we both about to vanish quick. Her hair real silky, she don't need a perm. Bust a 180 in front of me, titties feeling firm. She wriggling, squiggling to the rhythm. Now we on second turn, she can't wait to get rhythm. Talk about your bossy girl and find your way girl. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Give Shorty the Willy Bounce and make that ass bounce, 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 bounce. Give Shorty the Willy Bounce and make that ass bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the bed, bounce in the mud and make it go bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the house and make it go bounce, bounce, bounce.
She's Shorty struck. Oh my gosh, she feel when she wear that Susie. Hey, chicks really love to call you a hoochie. Never said nothing about no Ruby or Susie. Only about the cutie, undercover true freak. My mom, the girl, you know how you do me. So I don't wanna hear nothing about how you gon' do them. So just move in, wind your waist down. Cock out your body in, wind your waist down. Cock out your body in, wind your waist down. Cock out your body in, wind your waist down. Cock out your body in, wind your waist down. Get started as we bounce and make that ass go bounce, 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 bounce. Get started as we bounce and make that ass go bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the bed, bounce in the mouth and make it go bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce in the house and make that shit go bounce, bounce, bounce.
Now I know she likes the rocks and my wrist, I know she likes my car. I know she wanna hop in the dick, but chickens been involved. The last chick that packed the kid, never touched my magic stick. All she did was make my tits. This is the shit, she love the strip. Hit the block, Georgia got. Bring my knots, bring the pop, her doors and drive. Pump up my cock, count my money, invest in my pop. Here we go, I'm ready to go. Now, what better way to be pimping this hoe? Can't tell her what you already know. Make five in a row, make that dough.
Cock out your body, girl. Find your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Find your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Find your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Find your waist, girl. Get started as we bounce and make that ass go bounce, 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 bounce. Get started as we bounce and make that ass go bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the bed, bounce in the mud and make it go bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the house and make that ass bounce, bounce, bounce.
Rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yeah, that was the villain bar, man, Willie Bounce. Let's see what the people thought about it. Lady Steele, what was your thoughts on Willie Bounce? Did you like it? Lady Steele, did you like it? All right, moving right along. Last four digits, 6081. You live on pregame radio. What's good?
Yo, Black, what's good? Malik TG on the check-in.
Malik, what's popping, man? What's good?
Ain't shit. Oh, I just shouted you out kind of lightly on Twitter. Like, you know, you got me on hold like I'm calling a cab and all that. But it's cool.
Oh, my bad. You had the good combo, man. You know how that go.
Nah, for sure. That's a good thing. You know, when somebody could call and patch directly through, then I mean the phone lines is really not that busy or it's kind of quiet. So I don't mind being on hold. That's progress, growth, you know.
No,
I was just calling
a
second.
What you think on that Villain Bar joint?
See, I was on, my cousin called me, so I was on the phone with him, but I knew he was, like, I only heard a little bit, and then my cousin called me, but I knew I was going to be on hold for a minute. So then when I patched over, the song was just going off, so I didn't really get to hear that track like that.
All right, no doubt. Hab, what did you think on the track?
Malik, what's good?
What's good?
Hi. Real talk. I like his flow, right? But it's something with the music. I don't know. I just wasn't digging it. Not with his flow. I wasn't digging the two of them together. Separately, thumbs up to both. But together, nah. I think I'm gonna like the next track better.
All right, no doubt. Spider-Man,
what
you
doing? Oh, boy. You talking to me?
Yeah, man, what you think on that track, dog?
Well, I can say good production, you know what I'm saying? Outside of that, you know, it's obvious that this dude has skill. You know, I really hate to downplay anybody. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person to go ahead and give a chance to anyone. But, and I'm pouring myself a little bit of vodka, too. But anyway, but he obviously has some type of skill, but maybe it needs to be cultivated a little bit, you know? It's something that that would bang. You feel me? It'll bang on the street, but at the same time, if you're really into music and you're really into hip hop, you gotta really listen to everything and cultivate everything and all of the pieces aren't there yet. You know what I mean? So he did
so
good
on the track,
but it's not 100%.
That track be a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I don't want to say a thumbs down, man, but, you know, I know what you're asking me, so. Yeah, I know it. I know, brother. I know. Well, you know what? Compared to what I heard last week, and that's what I'll do. I'll compare it to what I heard last week, and I'll give it. It's no hard feelings, but thumbs down right now. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the man had skill. You know what I'm saying? But right now,
we got two more tracks that we got to go through. You know
and
what
that's
I'm saying?
Too easy. Two more
like
tracks from the same dude, right?
Like the next one.
Two more tracks from the same brother,
tracks.
Right?
Yeah, two more tracks from him.
Yeah, okay. All right. So he still got a chance, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to hate.
He can still become pregame approved. You know, it's
okay,
not
cool.
Like, you know, two tracks bomb, you know what I'm saying? And me personally, you know what I'm saying, even though my votes never matter, but
yeah, most definitely.
I did that, you know, it was a good joint. Like it's something like, you know, you're just vibing to. Like I wouldn't say it's
exactly that's what I'm saying. It's a good
party.
Yeah.
If you bump that at a basement party.
Yeah, you gonna get something rubbed up on you. Like that's a good joint for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good. I'm not saying it's bad, but you know, if you really talking about something that really needs a bang, something that not even bang
right.
as far as bass
right.
and all of that, but
it needs to bang. It needs to pop. Like it needs
it,
more. Sound
yeah,
like that.
It really needs to hit with your audience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think a general audience would really listen to that and be like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say don't do it right now.
And grab their attention. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly. There you go.
Know, it needs to say, yo, check this out. Like, it needs to do something like that.
There you go.
But it is a good joint, but it's a real meek, mellow joint. It's not a bam power joint.
There you go. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, though. It's not bad, but it's not.
I didn't say that either. But.
I'm more interested in what's gonna be said after this now, because that actually, I'm not making an excuse for the song or anything of that nature, but you know, it was made for, you know what I mean, party vibe, or it was no real lyrical intent.
I mean, when you say that, no, go ahead, Black. It's your show. My bad.
Nah,
for real, brother. My bad. I mean, I got so many ideas in my head, but you go ahead. It's your show. I forget that sometimes. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. But like I said, pretty much that's just what it is. You know, and he said he really didn't throw no lyrical content behind that. Now, here's my gripe with that. With that little phrase, that statement right there. And any pregame admin and anyone who's listening more likely can agree. When someone says, oh, I didn't really throw any local content into it, then why'd you record it? So I'm saying, like, anytime you step in the booth to lay something down, it should be something you put on your all in, like, you know what I'm saying? Because this music thing is your passion. Am I right or am I wrong?
Right.
Like, this is what you do. So if you're going to step in the booth and you ain't at 100%, what are you going to record for? For all that, like, you might as well just chill in your room and just write shit down. And then when you feel like going into the studio, when you at that 100% and you're ready to really lay it down, then you take that path and you lay that shit down. But why go in the studio if you ain't fully up there? You feel what I'm saying?
I could dig that. I mean, I don't think that. Well, true. So you know, when I recorded that, like I said, it was a couple years ago, or whatever. But I'm not trying to sit here and make no excuses for anything. You know, it's just.
Oh no! You know what? Let me interrupt real quick, brother. Let me interrupt real quick. You know, you should never ever, and this is something you need to take to heart. Real talk. Never, ever, no matter what anybody says, even if with the people that's trying to promote you, like with pregame radio right now, you know what I'm saying? If certain dudes or certain females on this shit don't like it, who gives a fuck? The point is you making shit that you feel, you know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody ever, ever go ahead and deny you what you feel. As far as your creativity goes, you know what I'm saying? Just because my opinion or Black's opinion or Steel's opinion or old girl's opinion, I'm sorry, I say old girl because I don't know your full name, mama.
Girl.
But I apologize. Hold on, wait. We'll address that later. Hold on, wait, mama. Hold on. We'll address that later. We on a limited time. Let me go ahead and deal with the artist real quick.
We got an hour and 14 minutes, so we ain't on limited.
Okay, all right. How should I address you?
Nigga, my name is all over the pregame shit. Yo, click on the shit.
Hey,
and
I'm new. Black will tell you, I'm brand new.
Yo, you been to your third show. Stop playing. You was there for the ladies' night. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Okay.
It all off. Right.
So I'm going to continue talking
this
about what
bad.
I was talking
and even
about.
Even if you couldn't remember my name, you don't ever refer to nobody as old girl. What the fuck? What am I, a horse?
No, you're not. Why are you doing that to me, mama?
Yo.
This is not what the show is about. We're not on some relationship.
See,
See, that's where you're wrong. See, this is what Eb does, yo. If I got some shit to say, I'm just
okay. All right. Hold on. Wait. Okay, I went wrong somewhere, right? What can I do to correct this?
You need
to give me a name to call you so
you
I can correct the shit.
You good. Just call me Eb. You good.
Say again one more time.
I done broke you in. You good. Just call me Eb. E-B, as, you know, rhymes with Deb. Just take off the D.
I still didn't hear you. I mean... You got to understand, I've been in a lot of military vehicles that got blown up, so my ears are fucked up.
All right, Spider-Man, Echo Bravo.
Echo Bravo, oh, EB, okay, too easy. EB,
now,
I got
that's
you.
What it is.
I appreciate that, Black. I appreciate that.
All right.
But, yo, brother, the thing is this with me. Nobody's trying to go ahead and say your shit is whack, right? But
yeah, we can get on to the next joint, man. I'm not even trying to trip over.
Yeah, let's get into the next joint.
Oh, no. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. What I'm saying is this. Obviously, you have skill. Like I said, I just told Black that. He asked me what I thought, and I said you got skill.
Right.
But the entire thing is this. Like he said, sometimes the mainstream wants something different. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. Me personally, I don't see nothing wrong with your shit, but I can understand where everybody else could come from and be like, yo, that's not what people want. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's it. Simple as that. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, so let's get into this Dark Alley shit. Tell us about Dark Alley shit, Vaughn.
Dark Alley shit. I'll be real literal about that. I mean, I heard the beat, which was also produced by my man Juice the Jedi, Free Juice, you know what I'm saying? I was walking down the street, I'm listening to the beat, and you know, it's speaking to me in some way, and I felt a vibe on the side, and I was walking past the alley, literally. And it just, I rolled with it from there, like, you know, I'm from Flatbush, you know what I'm saying? East Flatbush at that. So sometimes it's not what you think it is at night, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so
now, when I say that, I'm not trying to throw no type of message out there, like, you know, it's on the oath. This is what's going on. But the perception is don't sleep on the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't sleep with it. Don't hustle where you lay at.
All right. It is what it is. It's Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Spider-Man, Eb, Lady Steel, Villain Fars in the building. Shout out to the Swave Game, H-Squared, album here, the Swave in store now, Baltimore Suns albums in stores now. Whole bunch of things going on as far as Free Game Radio also. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. Villain Fars, Dark Alley shit on Free Game Radio, you heard?
Oh, it's your boy, man. You know, Villain Vaughn, take a walk with me. You know, I don't know what you want to get into, man, but come in this alley real quick. Let's talk. Walk with me if you're going in my direction. Make sure your peripheral's good crossing these intersections. I get to step in every second, every movement is exclusive. Life ain't hard, it's just the past this person chooses. And I ain't choosing losing, I don't look good with bruises. Money's a plus and I can make enough moving this music. So I'ma be a nuisance and blow out all your fuses. Your alternator's dead, no more control cruising. Now I ain't here to bring the promise to your mother shit, but start murdering other shit by entering another clip. It's just another tip gripping quick for your grand hustle. The grip is just pushing the ball, building this man's muscle. To drop the ball in this field, it'll be your last fumble. You can put your world in my palm, watch my hand crumble. Trouble don't easily stumble upon a man humble. Just because yes in his own, don't mean that man loves you.
Tell me what it's all, away from the light. I can hear your heart beating, smelling your fright. Your pockets looking heavy, see you holding them tight. You don't know if you're leaving here dead or alive. Coming to the darkness, away from the light. I
can hear your heart beating, smelling your fright. Your pockets looking heavy, see you holding them tight. You don't know if you're leaving here. Dead or alive, that dog alley shit. See where I'm going with this? Sucker niggas don't exist. They Reggie Bush in the big, I'm puffing the glass piss. They hopping up off a curb, flying over a cliff. Japan bound, right through customs, quick round trip. So get me wrong, right now I can't afford that shit. But I'm just trying to show you how a nigga live in this shit. That's why I'm spitting the track, somebody needing a fix. While I spit lyrical bullets that be leaving my lips. What you been Facebook posting? This a joke, this ain't no time for. Get me provoked, let's see how you walk through a minefield. My Nina's massage. See tissues, see how my nine feel. Fucking with felons, busting melons, committing crime still. And we really ain't looking out for your feedback. All we want is dough out your pocket, you keep your weed stacked. Stiller than a pillar for real, now watch me breathe past. Zombies move like Michael and Thriller, better believe coming that. Coming through the dark, just away from the light. I can hear your heart beating, smelling your fright. Your pockets looking heavy, see you holding them tight. You don't know if you're leaving here, dead or alive. Coming through the dark, just away from the light. I can hear your heartbeat, I'm smelling your fright. Your pockets looking heavy, see you holding them tight. You don't know if you're leaving here, dead or alive, that dog alley shit.
As you guys already know, we are celebrating, giving tribute to late, great Michael Jackson, and it is after 12 o'clock, so today is officially Saturday, June 25th. It has been officially 2 years, so before we get back into Billing Far and the Future Arts, I got to get into this MJ joint just out of respect. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. 2 years, MJ, we miss you, man. We'll be back.
You know, I was wondering, you know, to keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just right.
Yeah, that was Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Of course, we played Villain Bar, Dark Alley shit. We got Villain Bar in the building. We got Lady Steel with us. We got Ab with us. We're here rocking. So, Ab, what did you think on the Dark Alley shit?
Much, much better. That sounded like some rap shit. You dig? That sounded like rap music. I could appreciate that much, but that gets the thumbs up. Two things, though. One, he kind of reminded me of Cool G Rap. I don't know why. I don't. It doesn't sound like you got a list, but in your flow, it kind of reminded me, sounded like Cool G Rap. And the chorus, the singing, that shit definitely sounds like 50. Maybe you could get a chick or with a deep voice or something like that up there to switch that up. But other than that, that's a definite thumbs up. I like that.
Lady Steel, what did you think?
I'm like, so what, Ab, minus the Cool J Rap, I was definitely thinking 50. I swear to God.
Okay.
I thought I was like, so 50.
Yeah,
just, since I, you know, lost out on some air, I just make it be known that it sounds like the guys are trying to take over pregame radio tonight, and I refuse to have that. I don't even care. Like, that's not going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
Not gonna have
ladies' night. Y'all have ladies' night.
Yeah, we have all ladies' right, night. No, you're not gonna take this shit over, and that's all I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. All right. Wow. But Leek, you in the building, Leek?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you heard the track, right?
Yeah, I agree with the ladies with the 50 part. When it first came on, I didn't say Cool G Rap. For some apparent reason, it was like when it first started, it had like a Nas mixed with like AZ. It seemed like I was tuning into one of them. And when I heard the hook, I was definitely 50. That's a go with my eyes. Like, and I'm sorry I missed the ladies' night, but I had a cookout. You know, I definitely would tune in for that. Yeah. You know, I like controversy, so it is what it is.
All right, so right now, Villain Bar is 1-1. You know it's going to get pregame approved. The next track got to be a thumbs up. So, Villain Bar, who are you watching right now? Who are you listening to? What's on your MP3 player?
Right now, I like a lot of new cats, man. Saha the Prince, you know what I mean? I'm digging him. I got a little bit of Ace Hood in my joint. Let me see what else I got. That Fab mixtape, that Soul tape, oh, boy, I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I check on my boy Dr. Don. I mean, I got a couple of Daxmas Primetime joints on there. I got some Hollywood H5 on there. Who's really ringing my bell right now? I'm not. I got that Big Sean track. I like that, but I really haven't heard enough of the joint with him and Chris Brown. I like that joint, so I got that kind of in my rotation. But I haven't heard too much more from him like that. That's gonna catch me. But you know, that's about it for right now. Like that's relevant. Besides Ross, right, you know, Ross and everybody that's always on TV.
We're gonna get into Exhibit Z. Now, I said Exhibit Z, maybe Exhibit 5, I don't know. I'm not Roman. But,
That's V for me, you know.
I said V because I like that movie, V the Vendetta, that was my shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
So, tell us about that one, man.
Oh, God.
Exhibit V.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure, I'm a big fan of Jay Electronica. That's my dude, man. He's tight. Like, when it comes to hip-hop and lyricism, like, people, he's written for so many people, and people don't even see what time it is with this cat. And, you know, when I heard the Exhibit C joint, I figured, yo, listen, let me just try to put my arm in there and see what I could do with it.
All right, it is what it is. Lady Steel, did you have something you wanted to say to Villain Bar?
No, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm listening.
All right, so 347-857-4302, Villain Bar, Exhibit Z, and we'll be right back.
Let's go. The Levant. Levant. I'm here. You know, come on. A couple things in my mind. Why not express it in the best way I know how?
When you are, I'm jazzing like Utah. A nigga 5'7", but my flow stay too tall. Up in your face, booyah, that's why the crowd boo y'all. Nobody ever knew y'all. Too call, career change, new job. The baddest bitches to y'all. They laying up with me and Bree, eating eggs for y'all. You off the wrong food, dude. What type of shit is you on? Trying to move like I move, could never put these shoes on. Think you better stick with Stella, go and get your groove on. Find something hard to chew on before you make me crack your teeth. For yak and cheek, after me, I can consider you practice beast. Look, you just a prey, I'm a savage beast. Your books gone, plus your pawns, where your majesty? Checkmate, your girl can stay the night if the sex straight. Wake up in the morning, while she on and make the sex tape. Damn, that's neither here nor there. Don't know why I'm going there. Sometimes I rhyme like I'm driving drunk and don't know how to steer. Got back to the mission, listen. Ripping rappers, just for rapping's a wonderful feeling. I'm in the building, and this nigga that's under the ceiling. And I'ma take it to the top, when his Lord's willing. Whatever I'm doing, I'm dropping when the call's given. I mean, the slot's open and someone was caught slipping. Probably a trick, we think he pimping and was caught spinning. And for the love of pussy, though, we all fall victim. And I ain't even wanna judge, man, we all different. But anyway, these rappers is welterweights. Looking real good on the menu, even better on the plate. Saute, fry to bake, my mind's in a higher state. On New York, walking these streets of Brooklyn, spitting through iron grates. That raw uncut shit, that can't be touched with. Temper the fuck with. The hands of corruption, I'm here to disrupt shit. The party crasher and the one who will conduct this. You don't wanna erupt this, I'm not to be fucked with. I'm done.
What's good, people? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, retarded radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy, Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Yeah, that was really far. Exhibit Z. My vote doesn't count, but before I bring everybody back in, I'm going to say this. If y'all don't like this one, y'all need y'all ass beat. With that being said, Ed, what did you feel on that joint?
I liked it. It was cool. I have no other commentary other than that.
All right. Lady Steele, your thoughts?
The last track, I liked it. I thought it was catchy. It was catchy to the point where it
didn't
necessarily make you pay attention to what was being said, but it was catchy. Like, the only joint that I really didn't care for that much was the very first one.
Okay, so that's a thumbs up from you, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a thumbs up. I've given you two so far because you can't count with the first one.
One more. We're going to take that one from Greek. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Oh, all right. So y'all know what that means. That means the homie Villain Bar is pregame approved.
Hold up. Yo.
What?
Yo, okay. Alex,
what?
Here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we decided last week, the ladies,
Hold on.
Check it out. In all fairness, that you have so many pregame approved artists. You must be putting out a quadruple CD. So,
no,
you know, we
pregame radio, the mixtape is going to be split into volume one and volume two.
Okay,
volume
that's all well and good. But listen.
Artists from season two to the first half of season three. Volume two would be.
But volume one and volume two take place in two halves of the year. We're still in the first half. Like, we're ending the first half of the year. And we got enough to fill up.
So many, I can do that.
No, we have to start, no, we have to start whittling down. Because you know what? In all reality, let's keep it funky, all right? There are some artists, and I'm not talking about our artists this evening, but there are some artists who are pregame approved, and they really skated with that shit. It must have been a night I wasn't there, and Alex wasn't there, and Black was chilling with the Blue Dial. Okay, real talk. There's some artists that ain't got no business being on nobody's mixtape. So we, you know, we gotta find a way to whittle that shit down.
You know, we're gonna do this
a little bit.
We're gonna do this. We're gonna go through the archives, find those episodes, and have them come back. And we'll have them come back.
Yeah.
Now, should we have them come with new tracks, or should we review the same tracks that got them pregame approved in the first place?
I think that you would know. What you
no,
need to do is
they,
go back.
What they used in the beginning.
Send
they
to Ladies Night, and then
did.
See what we already said.
Real talk. And as far as the freestyle go, the freestyle, niggas got to include some current events. Whatever went
yeah,
on in
we,
the world this week, or they got to put pregame radio. They got to put pregame radio in there. We need to have niggas up here doing shit strictly off they dome, not no shit you wrote 2 years ago and nobody's
right.
ever heard it. That's not a freestyle, okay? So
some people can't freestyle, though.
Well, you know what? You know what?
You
go up there and you give it the pregame trial, because if you can't freestyle, then you're not on the mixtape.
Wow.
Exactly. Artists that ever went to Tigger in the basement couldn't freestyle, but they were put to freestyle.
No, but the thing about it, what she's saying is off the head. Some niggas who be going doing freestyles, that should be written. They just saying it to a beat.
And that's why we pregame radio. We trying to get rid of those motherfuckers like that.
A freestyle is not written.
That's
because
why I'm a manager. But no, yes, it is. Actually, a freestyle is rare. A freestyle is basically
no, it's not.
You spit into someone else's beat off the top of your head in a freestyle. That's what people get confused.
No, even when you dance, and if you freestyle a dance, it's going off the top of your head. It's going through to the beat that is presented with you. It is not something that you already have a freaking 8-count to. A freestyle is off the top of the dome.
No, that's where it originated from. But as time evolved, it's not off the top of the head.
As time evolved, people got lazy, but we're keeping it funky.
Okay, so you want to go back to the roots? Okay. Well,
no, we're not going back to the roots.
Not,
we are doing
I'm not the
what
rapper.
We are saying what it is. We're endorsing.
I'm not the rapper.
I'll hit
them. Tell them to step their balls up. That's all right. Tell them to step their balls up.
I'm just saying. I hope Ball got his work cut out.
Playing what it is, but supposed to have been.
I hope he's ready. You know. So, as for right now, Villain Bar is pregame approved.
We up in the ante.
As of right now, you know, like I said, we'll go through and see what's what, but as per how the rules were originally stated, the majority of his tracks did make the thumbs up cut, so he makes it. He's in there. Despite
yeah, like I said, remember, none of this was directed at this evening's guest. That's not the issue.
It wasn't, but it's something that occurring that's being overlooked, and before you find yourself like stuck.
So Ab, what you basically saying is that people are getting pregame approved because of favoritism, because somebody needs to be cool.
Oh, it ain't that type of party going on. That type of shit don't go down. But real talk, if son was
in
up
the
here on the night by himself, and he ain't had me there or still there to balance the shit out, and he got one of them homies from his, you know, upstate days, and, you know, he remember the homie from beating on the tables back in lunchtime, and blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to get a homie some shine, and he all right, the nigga pregame approved. There's a couple of homies up there. That's my real talk.
So,
and it's
so
not
do
because
my,
of
do
no that. Favoritism.
You know what? Guess what?
Shit.
Maybe pregame approved this week, but if we get a fire-ass artist, you know, tomorrow, sometimes your spot is going to be bumped up. Either you're going to come back to claim it or you're not.
And that's exactly
and that's,
how it's supposed to roll. Because
yeah, that's
my,
so, it brings out
okay,
the best
so,
in the artist, too.
Right,
this is for
right,
the artist
right.
as well.
Well, I know my niggas should be in the top five. I heard some of the competition, but that's just my honest opinion. I'm the number one fan.
Not, you need to go back to the archives.
Right.
Good, but he ain't in the top
five. So here's what we're going to do. Effective next week, admins on the check-in will have pen and paper. The artist on Friday will be pitted against the artist on Saturday. So, therefore, whoever wins Saturday will actually get their pregame approval.
It's not Brooks Black. At the end of the day, you have to go through 6 months' worth of artists before you can even implement those rules.
As of next week.
You can't do as of next week until you narrow it down to what you already have. You don't even know who you have yet.
And we'll do that at a later date. But just to get the recent list caught up, we'll do that starting next week.
And that's what's going to mess you up, because you're trying to put off something that needs to be dealt with now. Hold on it. You already got like 2 seasons worth of mixtapes. Put a hold on that.
Exactly. That's great. So.
Well, we got new music.
In their stomach.
You're lucky I ain't send them more music.
It's radio, baby.
You're lucky I ain't sending more music.
This is not, it's never an attack against the artists themselves. It's not an attack against your music as a whole. It's just the critique of the particular track that you send us. Now, if you, you know yourself what your fire shit is, and you know what your so-so shit is, and you know what your, I was bored that day, but let me just do something shit is. Would you
time
send
out.
Us? Send us your best shit, and you'll get
time
the
out.
Best
today
shit
is
back.
June 25th. Today is, you know, the 2-year anniversary mark of Michael Jackson, one of the greatest people who have ever done it. He was not hip-hop necessarily, but he was an artist in every way, shape, or form. Nobody could ever take that from him. And at the end of the day, if he messed up on a dance step, he had an incredible song that he wrote. If he wrote a whack song, he had an incredible video that went to that whack song. Like, there was nothing that you could really check him on. And to be honest, like, you trying to do what you got to do as artists, all of you guys that are out there listening right now, like, y'all trying to do what you have to do, and we're willing and ready and able to give you an outlet to do what you have to do. But understand that we here at Pregame Radio, we're also trying to do something, too. Like, we're not American Idol. We're not Star Search, nothing like that. And we're not, like, the biggest network there is. However, we want you to take it serious. When you do approach us with good real stuff, because you're going to get a good, real, and honest opinion. And don't be upset when you do get it. Like, we bump heads on the show, and we bump heads when we're not on the show. But we're all music heads, and we all are from different eras of music. And that's a lot of the times where the conflict does come in. But at the end of the day, all we want to hear is some real good music. And we just ask that when you do decide that you're going to sing your tracks in, that that's what you're giving us.
And that's
I don't
what
think
good music is, something that could reach all levels, all of us that have these different ideas, something that could touch all of us is good music.
It's not, because, you know, at the end of the day,
okay.
What
all
you
right.
have to
all
show
right.
to us is very little compared to what you would have to show to someone that's above and beyond us. So why not?
We got you. Got you. We got you. All right, so, Villavar, man, before you get about it, before you drop that freestyle, you want to get your shout-outs out, anyone? You want to get your Twitter out there, your Facebook, and all that good stuff, man?
Yeah, most definitely. Indeed. You can see me at Facebook.com, you know, / Villavar, VILLANVAR. Twitter, Villavar, Villain, VILLAN, _VAR. And V-Rub Nation, Villavar. No, big shout out to Pregame Radio, most definitely. Lady Steele, Ab, the other gentleman that was on the line, pardon me, I don't know your name. And,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Homeboy.
You know what, Villavar, I definitely want to thank you for coming to the show, because you definitely sparked one of our more spirited discussions, and it was because of you that it went down like that. So I want to thank you, and I just also want to remind you that, like we said, this is no attack against you personally. It's not an attack at all. It's just open, honest opinions, and it's in your best interest, and it's in the interest, best interest of the show.
Of course, most definitely. I appreciate that, and, you know, and don't think that this is me just taking bad opinion or feeling away. You know, I'll just reapply myself and come back calling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got approved.
Yeah, that's
but,
what it is right there.
But,
like,
you know, I don't want to just get approved on a what you may feel is might be somewhat biased or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what anybody's feeling, but I'd rather it be all genuine and straight up. Like, yo, nah, this is what it is. You dig?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. So, Bill and Ball, please, give us some off the top. Let's hear what you got to say. Everybody gave you the new rules, so let's hear it, man.
All right. Well, this is Mr. Villanvar V Squared. You know I sound bright when my shades are nice, so I leave your vision impaired. You see, they say some lyricists want to hurt me, but no, nobody can jerk me. And even on pregame, I started some controversy. And they don't want to say where it's at, but what is that? Maybe they're trying to say it's biased to vote from Brooklyn Black. But I can't call it instead. I ain't going to say it's sad. And call me for real, I ain't gonna say it's Lady Still. But I ain't bringing no joy on this shit without my boys, my nigga homeboy. And know that I'm bringing these toys. And if you think it ain't freestyling, you know that the villain ain't wild, because I fuck them up so vigorously, seriously. No for leaving rappers barely breathing, fearing to speak. I hit you in your seats, nigga, while you there in your seats, turn you to an insomniac, and you're fearing to sleep. See, me, I'm down in the streets, witness all the pains from the hood, and police on my block, they say they did the best that they could. That was notion and fair them all. Said they best in the world, but Satan keeping the fire burning like we pieces of wood. So maybe we should rebel against the laws that they make, because often they say we moving on from heartburn aid, but often they hate, they take a piece of our hard-earned cake. Pre-game radio, baby. I love that cake.
Yeah.
Yes, see? I like that.
See, now that's the shit that'll get you fucking pregame approved, okay? Okay? That's what we looking for. You dig? That's what we looking for. We don't want to hear that shit you wrote 2 years ago. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear it now. We want to hear it now.
For sure, I'm here. You know what I mean?
That's what
I'm partying on.
Good looking out, Villain Voss. Big shout out to you, your whole crew. Thanks for being on the check-in. The man's
no, I definitely appreciate y'all having me, man.
Y'all, I'm going to friend you on Facebook. Look for my request. And if you like bad people, you better delete somebody.
Nah, I don't got too many yet. Not yet. I'm just trying to step it up a little bit, man. You know, big shout out to Pregame Radio, most definitely, the whole family. You know, the whole 3G family, the whole Brooklyn East Flat, all the way to Canarsie, Bed-Stuy,
yeah.
East New York. You know how we do it.
No doubt. Good looking out, homie. Now, we're going to get into one of the new songs of the night. New
TV,
Johnny Swagger joint, because we got Leak in the building. Huh?
So before we do that, I need to give a shout out.
Okay.
And I would like to shout out a very valid and a very persistent Facebook admirer. Big Boy Mongo from the Ville, who's listening, and right now, I just want you to know that Mark Bala, I did shout you out, and Lady Still hearts you.
Aww. Don't get a shout out. What up? I'm the fake judge for the night. Like, this shit is going on.
But yo,
wow.
Big birthday shout out to Free Game Adam Young Ho. He's out doing this thing tonight. Big shout out to him, everybody he's with. Young Hope, happy birthday, man.
Yes, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you. Far too kind.
Amen.
Well, I want to shout myself out since I can't get one. Shout outs to me. Nah.
Dude, I just said happy birthday.
Somebody's getting unfollowed. Nah, I don't get it like that.
Oh man, that's crazy. So here we go, new Johnny Swagger. Let me in on pregame radio. Let us know what you think. 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody celebrating a birthday today, man. Be safe, pregame radio.
Yeah.
holler at you for a second. Johnny Swagger on the mic, yeah, I'm here now. Nicest nigga coming up, hands down. Got the hottest sounds, mainstream or underground. I'm the hottest around, but nobody listens. It's like everybody broke, they don't pay attention. The industry don't understand what the game's missing. It's like these old rappers scared of the competition. I see through the bullshit, Superman vision. I'm in the trenches, looking for an entrance. It's like Twitter, the only way I get mentioned. Let me ask the question, how you keep your ambitions when you taking baby steps and you don't see no success? It's like I'm working out, I get them balls off my chest. When I speak my mind, even when it's looking hopeless. Like, fuck it, throw New York on the shoulders, cause it's time to get focused, man, it's time to get noticed. Early morning and I'm late night. I came prepared, I was ready for a fight, yeah, ready for the struggle. We called in the huddle, called a couple plays, now it's time for us to bubble. I pray to God, man, I hope he's listening. Somebody tell the industry, man, let me in. Got my back against the wall. Haters praying, they pray on my downfall. So everyone trying to do it, I salute you all. The world is mine, the world is yours. Rather die on my feet than live a cross. A dude gassed me up like I could get you on tour. It never happened, I stopped rapping. Started macking, thinking shit, it never happened. I could've cried, could've lost all my pride. But I gotta thank my kids for keeping my dreams alive. MDZ said, keep your eyes on the prize. It's a shame how these dudes build their lives on lies. I'm more focused now, more hungrier, cocky. So fuck out of my face if I'm fucking sure. I'm from NY, so that's my attitude. Home of the brave, land of the beautiful. To feed my kids, yeah, I do what I gotta do. Look into my eyes, you can see what I'm trying to do. In high depth, see what I'm trying to build. I get a thrill, chasing this first meal. If you ain't on your grind, you can't feel how I feel. I feel like I'm moving while the world is standing still. For real. I'm on the grind, you can never match. Talk my shit, cause the great ones got my back. Yeah. Early morning and I'm late night. I came to bed, I was ready for a fight. Yeah. Ready for the struggle. We called in the huddle. Called a couple plays, now it's time for us to bubble. I pray to God, man, I hope he's listening. Somebody tell the industry, man, let me in. It's not a game, I put that on my name. Fuego, huh? Spit that fire through the wire, yeah. Johnny Blaze, ghost rider for hire. I'm admired by the same cats who admire. I'm on my own grind, I don't need a handout. But when I make it, I don't wanna see your hand out. I'm on another route, clearing all the doubters out. Once they let me in, I'ma air this motherfucker out. Prom child, prom for the industry. Can't get money with you, then consider me an enemy. On my grind, man, I'm trying to get this mentally. But never do I kiss ass, always stay sucker free. I body tracks, man, I do this shit purposely. You could call that murder in the third degree. Niggas steal my swag, that's a burglary. Cause I'm the hottest around, son, Mercury.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it going with the TGO flow because I was thinking Let Me In. And since Johnny Swagger's already pre-game approved, I can just say, yes, I like that joint. That was a thumbs up. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're doing the same thing. Once again, it's Johnny Swagger. This is the joint Blau featuring Fruto and Jazz the Rapper. Shout out to TGO, Luke, Capo, Puss. I see y'all niggas.
Ho, right. TGO on maximum, hood, rich, line treason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money, ho.
You see that bling, Blau, bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, could've drove for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want. Rose day for the bitches, Henny for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies, fuck with us.
Hold up,
let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, got me up, cause I need a fix. Also, Bill, it hit me up, if you need a hit.
I got lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we gon' get into that. Her bitch, be the team, y'all cue the clip. Got so if it ain't about the dream, you ain't saying shit. Nah, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I just did.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No, nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot now, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame hated. Nasty on the track, still shit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Con Edison. Never are you better than me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate. Big, you ain't never lie. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankees fitted rugby on true religion, jeans.
Okay, Super Ninja Turtle Flow. Now I get so many oohs and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Old five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this fool I like. Friday, got more jump off the suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I just did.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Yeah, that was the two new joints from Johnny Swagger, Fuego, Bravo, however you know him, Let Me In, and Blau, featuring Free Throw and Jazz the Rapper. That shit was dope. Big shout out to Leek and the whole TGO crew. Lady Steele, how did you feel on that track?
I actually like that track a lot. I was digging it.
Ed?
I just want to say that all the members of TGO, y'all my baby daddies. I was feeling that. And what's the chick's name again?
Jazz.
Yeah, I like that. They sound good together. They play off each other real good. I like that.
Yo, she's nice. Like, my honest opinion, she gave that song life. Like, they needed her. Like, that's just my honest opinion, but she got some shit. Like, she be battle
rapping. Yeah, she brought something different to it. She definitely did. She brought something different to it. I like that. I like the music. I like everything. I really like that shit.
Yeah.
So, Sal, it's great. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, Ev stated she wanted more female rappers.
Right.
And so far, you know, I bought Roxy Blue, you know, bought the co-op, you know, Money Stacks, and
mm-hmm.
And the Rapture, you know. And right. Tomorrow, I got Stargirl Lady Red.
All right. That's what's up.
So I'm looking for them. I'm finding the female MCs, and I'm bringing them to you.
That's right, because these females, yo, they putting some of you fellas, they dusting y'all under the rug, real talk. Y'all about to lose your spot. About to lose your spot.
I co-sign. Jazz is killing a lot of dudes, man. Like, I heard a lot of her music.
I got.
All right. That's what's up. I'm going to have to check her out. Send me the link.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I played Dot Connector. You know, she's humble. She's young, too. She, I don't even think she's 20 years old yet.
All right.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right,
we got
here
with young
sis. Get on
the show.
So we're gonna look to get Jazz on the show real soon. So big shout out to Johnny Swagger. Good looking out, you guys, for bringing us that heat, as always.
All right.
Like I said, tomorrow night we got Star Girl Lady Red, and of course, I'm bringing Spoken Word Night back again.
Yo, you know what's
also
so crazy, Black? Like, I didn't mean to cut you off. The last two times I called was two times that you premiered our music. Like, it was so crazy that I didn't know until you said it. Like, them niggas is not telling me what it is. And I'm like, word? Like, that's something that we need to talk about. That's what you was like, new Johnny. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, is this some shit I heard or is this some new exclusive shit? Like,
that shit was hot, though.
But, yo, I figured, like, you would have seen this shit in the tweets because, you know, that's how I communicate with all y'all.
You see, like, my shit, I be in and out. I be blacking out on Twitter, then I just stop, so I might not catch it. But if I catch it, like, I pay attention to people's tweets. I just ain't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are very sporadic on Twitter.
What you said?
I said, you guys are very sporadic on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas get tired of that shit.
That's my second home.
You know,
yeah,
they'll
saying,
be going
know?
In for, like, a good week or two, and then just cold turkey.
Go.
And you still do that shit too. She figured since she got like 3,000 plus followers, she ain't got to put up nothing.
Oh, shut up. I'm not even up there. Whatever.
I'm way not even up like that, you know, but I don't care. If I had zero followers, I'd still talk my shit.
Word.
No doubt. So we got one more new joint. We're going to get ready to wrap things up. Of course, follow us all on Twitter, Brooklyn Black Lady Still, Ebba Hazer Smoking, of course, Leaky underscore Baby. Pregame underscore Radio's the show feed. Shout out to me for knowing all y'all Twitter accounts by heart.
Yo, that's crazy, yo.
Hey,
don't follow
like
us and don't hit me on Twitter. You better off catching me on Facebook or hit me up for my BBM, Pam. I'm still Team BlackBerry. I know. I gotta get with the Android. Fuck all y'all.
Fuck
still
all. BlackBerry, baby.
Fuck y'all.
I got both, so you know what I'm saying. It is what it is.
I got BlackBerry.
All we know
for
is iPhone.
Years.
Regardless,
like,
I still got Team BlackBerry.
It's like leaving a committed relationship. I don't want to leave.
Basically, see you guitar, yo.
But that's a part of owning a smartphone. It's a marriage. It's a commitment.
Yeah. But you try to say my bitches get dumped because all these other phones is upgraded. But BlackBerry not.
So when you get back to days, the one that's pre-game ready.
The right phone, the wrong network, and then what? Divorce.
Oh, God.
To take over, time to make moves. Make the opposition quit, time to break rules. I'm loyal to myself, never switched, I'm faithful. Grab a banana clip and probably aim for your grapefruit. I hate all the ignorance, the fact you're ungrateful. I'm here to captivate the mind, soul of an angel. I sacrifice my life, take a bullet to save you. But would you take a bullet for me? For me. Without a rest, I'm living like I'm a vet. Hearing voices, kamikaze, rushing to my death. Take a breath, wait. They think I'm going crazy. I don't tolerate your games, don't even try to play me. Hate me, do whatever you wanna do lately. I've been on a mission, my ambition only saved me. Young entrepreneur, yes, hungry for more. I never settle, cause I'm pushing the battle into the floor. Now I'm gone, but I'm on another level. Heart of a warrior, the mind of a rebel. I get shit done, I'm a child of the ghetto. A product of the block, I'm a rose with no petals. A rose from the fire like a phoenix. Nobody had faith, and nobody would believe it. Cause nobody couldn't see it, so I had to hustle hard. Keep it real so they could feel it. I'm the realest, I'ma tell you in fact. You know I'ma feel it cause I'm dealing with these demons. I fight until I kill them. I'll never be the victim. I grab them and then I rip them. You living in the darkness, a home of the heartless. No emotion, no affection, no pardon. Backstabbing, snakes slithering in the garden. Trying to make a dollar when people were really starving. Don't you understand? I'ma make a difference regardless. I know that I'm more than a rap artist. You caucus, I'm sharpest when I gotta execute on a target. Wrap them in a carpet and bury them in the forest. I'm talking about my negative thoughts, dearly departed.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Initiating shutdown sequence.